Mazudi's account of the 912-913 Rus incursion into the Caspian ends with the words, quote, "There has been no repetition on the part of the Rus of what we have described since that year," end quote. As coincidences go, Mazudi wrote this in the same year, 943, in which the Rus repeated their incursion into the Caspian with an even greater fleet. But Mazudi could not have known this. For 30 years after the disaster of 913, they had lain off that part of the world. Now, they felt evidently strong enough to try again, and it is perhaps significant that their attempt coincided, within a year or two, with their expedition against the Byzantines, under the swashbuckling Igor, which perished under the Greek fire. In the course of this new invasion, the Rus gained a foothold in the Caspian region in the city of Barda, and were able to hold it for a whole year. In the end, pestilence broke out among the Rus, and the Azerbaijanis were able to put the survivors to flight. This time, the Arab sources do not mention any Khazar share in the plunder, nor in the fighting. But Joseph does in his letter to Hasdai, written some years later. Quote, "I guard the mouth of the river and do not permit the Rus who come in their ships to invade the land of the Arabs. I fight heavy wars with them." End quote. Whether or not on this particular occasion the Khazar army participated in the fighting, the fact remains that a few years later they decided to deny the Russians access to the Khazar Sea, and that from 943 onward, we hear no more of Rus incursions into the Caspian. This momentous decision, in all likelihood motivated by internal pressures of the Muslim community in their midst, involved the Khazars in heavy wars with the Rus. Of these, however, we have no records, beyond the statement in Joseph's letter. They may have been more in the nature of skirmishes, except for the one major campaign of AD 965, mentioned in the Old Russian Chronicle, which led to the breaking up of the Khazar Empire.